tunataka mshene.
Ongea na hiki.
Because for the first time we are like four ladies here. Four ladies and Roy.
Hey, yes! I second that motion.
Sorry, boys. Sorry.
Oh, these are the ladies.
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
One, two, three.
Six ladies and Roy.
It's fine. Let her have a moment. It's fine. You have your moment, bro.
As you can see.
You had yours.
As you can see, guys, man boobs exist.
Man boobs exist. Hey, Shaka, but now I want to attack by force. By force, by fire.
Man, it's
quite a ready? We're ready now.
We're ready.
You're ready. Some talk from a bond. Tunaanza episode sasa. Mama mtaanza kulia tulete tissues. But then kuna iko kwa bag.
Oh my day.
I only have baby wipes.
You know we're supposed to appear as men.
You know that takes me back. You know I was seeing a video of these guys who invented dude wipes.
Dude wipes?
Dude wipes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, dude wipes.
Dude wipes. Like wipes for dudes. Why though?
Eh? What is your my
dude?
Dude. What is your my dude?
Like wipes.
Shaka, say it again.
Dude.
I want rich dude.
Oh myself. Shaka, you've not seen that.
Shout girl. Out to Jeremy
like
Wahome.
Let me Shaka, that's you. Oh myself.
Oh my.
I want a rich dude.
Oh myself, guys.
You see this show? It's a show on
it's
a dating app. Oh, TV.
I had to be.
Bro, that thing was for Kitambo.
Oh my dude.
And I don't understand what's the thing with Kenyans with this. These videos that are kenyeji.
Wanapenda, wanazipenda. Yeah.
Wanapenda. Venyondi are the best. I feel as if they want to give us the most entertainment.
Yeah, Venyondi are the best entertainment, for sure.
But to say, we are not Venyondi. Yeah. Now, once we have Shaka in the pod, we neutralize all that.
Why? Aki, you are not even in the conversation.
Shaka is a dude.
Dude wipes.
Uli checki wale my siblings on a date.
What you know? Muta chomo na radi.
They're Kenyans.
Huh? Hey.
I've not seen.
No.
Brother
and sister.
I'm sorry.
Talk to me. Brother and sister.
Online. It's on. I think it's on NRG.
Sorry. NSP. NSG. Whatever. Nairobi. Whatever.
Yeah. So now. It was
NGS.
NGC.
I'm not doing as much. I'm not taking time.
What you want? So apparently, let me tell you what it was. It was a lady and a guy, and they were saying that they've been dating for I think 2 years.
Imagine.
2 years plus, and they are siblings.
And their brother and sister.
Their brother and sister. They have the same father
and same mother.
No, same father.
Same father.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've been doing this for 2+ years, and now they're the only thing that you could tell was the difference was that the guy felt as if the father was a deadbeat, but now the lady felt as if the dad was present.
They were raised together.
No.
Okay.
Like I feel like they found each other.
Wako na baba mmoja. Lakini kijana nadhani babake ni deadbeat. Dem baba amekuwa present kwake.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So he chose one family.
Sure. Let's say. I think so.
Oh yeah, that's actually what it was. Yeah. What it was. So now they saying there's no problem with it. Like, you know, you go back to the
only siblings. They came from the same sperm.
And
from the same loin. Not from the same sperm.
Sperm ducked.
It's called me Maliza.
Lord.
Yeah, my boy.
Loin.
Loin. The fruit of my loins. Like. This.
Just get that word.
You know, sometimes Shaka says some words that Lohin. Dad don't seem her.
Lohin.
Okay, him. Okay, him.
Intelligent.
Yeah, in a way.
So Shaka knows that brother.
In a span of 3 minutes. Bono meja.
Kunguru ni.
Text one to no one.
We are going to address that.
Talk about that later.
We are going to come back to you. So now, what was I even saying?
walikuwa na date, I think walikuwa live, wakasema we have no problem with it, like mstuangalie hivyo, like awakuwa najua wakiingia kwa hiyo awakuwa najua,
but no, after wajue it, oh, it's like I'm affirming them, no,
after wajue bado wakakaa.
You would have done it even though you knew. Yeah? Let's not. Was it one back?
Yes. You see, I saw where she was heading. I was like, should they ask her that question? No. Hey, go ahead. I saw the direction
would,
she's
in. Yeah, like they would still have done it if they knew in the beginning. They're just covering
they knew
it
that
up.
They were siblings.
Yes.
Exactly.
It is.
Like her reactions and her questions were just telling, like, that was the next point.
But.
Hi, see.
But si vundo wanafanyanga si inatungwa nini?
Alabama.
Iyo na serial family na kuanga inbred.
Acha nikwambie kitu.
Serial family
only a matter of time and then they'll build like a fan base of okay, I'm going to go stalk their pages. They're going to build a fan base of people who like who that relationship and also who do it.
You know Kenyans are dumb.
Acha nikwambie. Like
Isa.
No, listen, why would you support that?
Look,
like you guys are literally supporting incest. Be for real.
Kenyans I get no sim. Kenyans are dumb. Let's see, I'm not the bad boy. I'm dumb as hell.
No,
I'm the bad boy's side chick.
No, and you're confident.
I love a main chick a kwapo nyuma and your side chick, bro.
I get you, Nosy. Don't
that's
worry.
That's a healthy relationship.
And we do bad things with the
way. Yeah,
you need a healthy relationship.
What do you mean?
Una imagine sinika difference ni. So unaona Islam, you can have four wives. Sasa juu Christianity huko allowed kwa four wives. Unakuwa na main, side chick, manzi, dame. Like na kaa wote wanajuana sini ecosystem
okay.
Healthy.
No, if it was okay. for real wangekuwa wameshangwana nywele man.
Explain this.
Hapana, mbona wewe
but are they in the same vicinity?
Where inferiority yako inakuambia uwezi kuwa side chick kwa mtu akona manzi.
Inferiority.
Yeah, we all have it.
Complex.
What?
Yeah, we all
why
have it.
Why should I share?
You see,
why
there it
you
is.
Not? What
no,
makes you think
just
you're...
just self-respect. What do you mean
no,
inferiority?
No, no, no. What
complex?
Makes you think you're worth
so
enough
so what says that if you share,
man?
You're
what
not self-respecting
you
yourself?
What makes you worth enough okay. to have me as your girl?
Exactly.
My bank account.
What's going on? Oh, okay. You want
no,
steal. Not to
yes.
steal.
Steal.
What? Steal what?
Steal what?
Steal what?
No, listen.
What?
What if I had more men?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Ooh.
As a man, no.
As a man, hey.
Why you
man?
No, see, I'm your side chick. But then may I also have my main guy?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, so you're fulfilling the purpose.
We're going back.
When he main one to
mwingine. We can never win. Yeah.
No. Let me tell you. We're going back to something we referred to earlier in season two called an understanding.
An understanding.
Yeah.
Do you know what an understanding is? No, Sim.
She's my
child. You're not owned.
Me, I don't have that. I don't have that quality.
Let me explain.
You are a leasehold property.
Let me explain. Courtesy of
when he rental.
Can't say your boy Simon says. Mm. Understanding is the following.
Mm.
Me and you are together. We are exclusive together. More importantly, I have feelings for you.
Mm.
However, there's a caveat. If you can engage with me on an emotional level, spiritual, mental level, actually. But on a physical level, there's a way we can engage together, but you also have the freedom to interact with anyone else.
That's crazy. Mm. Okay.
For as long as you come back and tell
provided,
me.
Provided the following happens.
Would
you tell
switch?
Me when you do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two, I approve of who you do it
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you may land, Kwanza, if you
bunch
land.
Bunch of crazy people.
And more importantly, I get to control when this thing ends. Especially when I feel as if it's too much.
Become too much.
Yeah.
Once I feel as if you are having an emotional
it's
connection.
It's no longer physical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's called an understanding.
It's only supposed to be physical.
It's only supposed to be physical.
Hey, my white girl is there. My white girl is there. Cover your ears, babe. Cover your ears, babe.
I'm sorry.
See, but new
question.
Guy, you
come back. Oh my God.
As if it was equal black, as equal from us.
Exactly. But unasema, lakini, are you
why will I be
that?
Okay with my man doing things the way he does to me to someone? No!
See, difference to ni, anampiga mechi, but ampei roho yake.
See, roho, muhimu si hati, my heart is not there.
Muhimu ni roho
my heart is not there.
Listen.
Just my...
Focus on heart, not styles.
Deadly.
No, it doesn't make sense. sense, Drew. Actually, now it's those babes on the internet who are like, but he comes home to me.
That's what you need
to
be.
He feeds the wife, he feeds the kids, he pays the bills,
and he loves him.
If a man is crying to you, what else do you need?
Yeah,
he can go sleep with other women, but he comes and cries to you.
But I feel like men sometimes fall in love with a woman who gives it good. Yeah. It does happen. Yeah.
See.
So what if he catches
for this life, Ade?
Who is really, really good and is like, what the fuck have
but
I been
she's
doing?
She's crazy though. Those are usually the crazy ones.
Facts. They always have daddy issues.
They usually say, "Oh, I don't like drama. Like, I don't like women who do this, who do this," and then they end up with those ones.
True.
That's why I tell my girl, "Is girl." Be crazy.
Don't have daddy issues.
Be crazy.
Have them.
Okay.
Actually,
I endorse this.
Angoja. Our spending will be winking.
Things are made. Things are made.
Is it really love though? I mean, I'm asking you, is it really love?
Is what really love?
Like, because she said that men love the
people. Yeah. That's lust.
Who are crazy. That's not love.
That's lust.
You only two are more because
you can have love for body parts.
Guy, for real.
Facts though.
Real,
exactly.
You can have love for body.
Now the question for that would be, the converse for that would be, women don't like to be objectified.
That's what they say.
Hello, everyone. Greetings and salutations from His Imperial Majesty.
Now wait.
We need to introduce ourselves. We need to introduce ourselves.
I have a lot to think about.
Greetings and salutations.
I don't know where to start.
In the name, please, of His Imperial Majesty, God. It's your boy, Mr. Fahrenheit Michael Kimathi.
I slit the frog's kingdom, Banta Boy. Sorry, I don't know.
It's the captain of the streets, Shaka.
It's your boy, Roy, the top boy.
Did you just say captain of the streets?
Yeah.
Embu, Goja, guys, before we get back to the chaos, I just want to inform our guests that we are humbled.
Our street walkers.
And grateful. And grateful. We have our first guest for season 3. We love her. We love her content. You've seen her everywhere.
Isn't it drama?
Hello, Nosy. Say hi all to the time. Fans.
Hi, guys. This is Nosim Natasha. If you've not seen me, you need to go search for my name on TikTok, Nosim Natasha. Mm. If you're a girlie, I make content for you. If you're a man, I don't do that. Don't go search for me.
No.
I'm kidding.
So why are you gender? What?
Hey. Okay. Nah, I'm playing. Lakini
ngoja, wacha hivyo. Unajua kuna video niliona alisema pendi ya watermelon, bro. Is that true?
It is.
Like the fruit.
Like the fruit.
Because what do you mean? It's water. It's just water.
Yeah, and melon.
Even on a hot day, like.
Yeah, I can't. It's,
but what?
I'm sorry.
What?
But you're on to something.
You don't like watermelon either.
It's not that sexy.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest fruit then?
Pineapple.
Ooh.
Nah, mango.
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 Nah.
Mango. Yes. Mango.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, sex is different.
Strawberry.
Like, from? Sexy would have to be like grapes.
Ooh.
What is sexy?
Like,
what
sexy?
Sexy to objectify fruits.
Or strawberries with chocolate. Like, that's sexy.
You're overdue.
It's not in a natural state.
Grapes.
So grapes are just oval.
No, why but when you think about what you could do with them.
So that's what you mean by sexy.
That's what she means by sexy.
What do you mean? Who was talking about sexy?
Pineapple. What does he mean?
Why is a pineapple sexy?
It's thorny.
Sweetness. And thorny.
What
does for the women?
It's thorny.
That's my nigga.
Ninini, bro.
Ninini.
What else do you need?
But Akablo, we continue. No, same. Welcome so much to Walk in the Streets.
Welcome to the
so
streets.
Much.
Thank you.
But you have to tell us. Tell them. We must know.
Tell them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you on the streets?
On the pavement?
On the pavement.
Or on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Do you know you guys are putting me on a very, very peculiar spot? Like, there are niggas who know. Somewhere.
Hey, bad girl.
I'm playing. I'm on the street.
Sexy red.
Yes.
If you know otherwise, call me.
Oh my god. No.
Shit.
If you have been denied, put out your word on the street.
The feminist comes from here.
Oh my god.
Unaweza kuwa umekana mtu.
As in?
Yeah. As in you have just broken.
No, I don't do that. Me, I'm a good girl.
Okay.
I am a very No, genuinely and truly. I'm not lying. I'm very emotional. I'm very loving.
Mtu mzuri si lazima aseme yeye ni
mzuri. Anakuwa
mzuri.
Mtu mzuri si lazima aseme yeye ni mzuri.
In fact, they are the ones with the problems.
Na hakuna mtu anaweza akwapa kunivouchia. So I have to beat myself. Sikia
jibu bado ku pavement.
She's on the streets.
Ngoja, unajua labda mnaweza kuwa na different
meaning. Au unajua meaning gani?
Street ni your single single like single single single.
Pavement si single kiasi.
Situationships.
Streets ni uko single. Lakini unapiga lap.
What?
You engage na utoko kwa barabara pia na wewe.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Okay.
Kwa pavement. Yuko nje ya street.
Aha.
Na mko na mse mnajaribu ku cross your street na yeye.
Eh, huko hata sijafika.
Kwa sidewalk.
No sim.
Eh, Nairobi nikubaya hivyo.
Blessings, blessings for you.
Kwa sidewalk. Muna try kusaviana from the street. Lakini bado temptation kidogo unapata mguu imeingia kwa street ikatoka. But kuna msee kidogo muna confusiana. So uko wapi?
Mimi hata sipigi lap. Mimi hata niko huko bedroom. Hata
nyumbani. Uko bedroom na nani?
Uko peke yako. Mwenyewe man. Na niko na Netflix tu yangu man.
Wow. Yeah. Na hii weather. You and your problems.
Man, kwanza this is what you see how. Yeah. This is heavier than whatever is going on in Nairobi though so.
What do you mean healthier?
Man,
what do you need? What do you mean healthier?
Uja pitia peja ke munto wewe.
I mean sometimes it's good to have blood pressure, you know?
Guy, no.
To see if you're still alive.
Acha nikuambie mimi I know.
You know, let me tell you guys. I was literally thinking about it. Not to your story WRC juicy.
Yeah.
Naivasha test kits delisha. Because people and prep people were actually
Nini Lisha?
Test kits.
WRC.
Kutest
nini?
Za kutest nini? HIV zile hapa unajua kama mtu wako sika mama.
Guys, mnajua doctors wame strike ID HIV au easy test.
They are preparing. What? You can do it yourself though.
But lol.
Ngoja, me I want to go one thing after the other. So ngoja, what are you
what I was saying is test kits zilisha WRC.
So
na pia people instead of condoms they wanted to take easy
that pills.
The
prep. They're choosing pills. Like they don't want to use
straps.
They
want
to go raw.
Like, what's wrong?
Raw daddy.
What's going on? That's not your man.
Wait, the things people are doing just to go raw, man. No,
just checking. Ngoja. Hold. Niko na swali. Ujinga na siezi. Imekaa mtu, acha niulize.
Epiphany.
Unaona vile like humans wear straps. Mbona kuna straps za animals?
Wait, which kind of straps are we talking about?
But we are the people. We are the ones with the brains.
So like animals as nanga diseases.
They do.
Animals as nanga STIs.
They do. The STDs. Most of the STDs we get from bestiality, human beings and animals. Yeah.
I have
we
no
get STDs from bestiality.
Oh, yeah.
Like most HIV of them. HIV came about because some dumb humans were having sex with monkeys.
Yeah.
That's how HIV.
That's
and
a
then
conspiracy.
Now the dumb human decides to have sex with us. Nah, for real.
I'm sure. A story I could come about from a white person calling us monkeys.
No, that's actually.
So where would have HIV come from?
Let me tell
like
you.
Like COVID. You know it's
so nice
for
to call you nigger. That makes it better.
It's because see, white people have this innate desire. This is actually something that's been scientifically proven. And they have this near desire to sleep with what we refer to us as jungle
monkeys. The jungle people. Tarzan.
I'm very serious. Okay. Like, white people have that near desire. That's, I feel as if, apparently, we saw somewhere that in their society, you're not fully a man until you've engaged.
Yeah, kuna kongonezo myths. Like, a white person is not fully sexually active until they've slept with a jungle person. That's when unanga so many white people come to the coast to get black babes. They go to the Dominicans to get black babes. Like, wanataka the black people because wameambiwa those honeycomb pumpums are the ones that are the best.
Simply the best.
I feel so objectified in so many levels.
Welcome, but then again, you know, it started.
But women are weird, though.
Man, yeah, it's something that we can't work through. We can never win.
You know, the
black women are sexualized, like they're over sexualized by white men
people.
Because at a kitambo niveau, like they think we are ours is good.
Ni ukweli.
Atukatai lakini guys.
Maybe it's both genders, ni ukweli.
Yeah, like you guys are perceived to have
by white men.
Bigger.
Mnakata?
That's on good.
Yeah, that's on.
But now back to what you were saying earlier. Are you guys, do women have a problem with objectification?
Yes.
Pause.
No, Sim?
It depends who is objectifying me. Oh my God.
Nah, I may have a big problem.
No, look. Do you have a problem with your man objectifying you?
I don't have a man.
Wow.
So that can never happen, by the way. So it's
nah, I guess we'll never know.
What do you mean? Her having a man?
Oh.
Oh, Shaka. No, but for real though, if you had one, have a problem.
That's why I was saying women are weird because that question is really
an instance.
Cause. I feel like they like speak.
You're so lingori because you're a woman. Why should you not objectify your woman?
Oh, me objectify my woman.
And the shameless.
Exactly, and it's sexy when it's your man objectifying.
Kwanza mi wacha nikwambie kuna
vitu. Could you give me an instance? Because I'm not seeing it.
An instance of like objectifying.
What do you understand with the word objectifying?
Like just
actually, that's actually a good question. Yeah. What's objectification? Because objectification, what I've seen objectification would be
mm-hmm.
is would be like is for example, like if you walk past,
yeah.
Or rather, if Venom comes and says, "Hey, Shaka."
We change director. Venom ni director.
Yeah. Shaka, unaka hivi and your nyash is doing this and this.
Mm.
Or rather, in fact, think about every single person in the comment section normally. Shaka, Shaka stand up with figure 360.
Yeah.
That's objectification. That's
objection, but not the sexy kind.
But not the sexy kind. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Because when I'm with my girl, I can be like, hey, cheki. Acha. Mi kama DM yangu na mwambia na cheki. Na una vile umebend. Get that's objectification, but then she's like, you can see she's like,
I don't know, because I honestly believe like you will not like someone the same way every day. So kuna times so utaki na if you objectify me on that day.
Before we go on to what on the street, let me ask one final thing, just for me to understand. Yeah. Which one do you prefer? Mm. Let's say you do get off the streets.
Mm.
Gentlemen, this is also for you to respond. Which one do you prefer to see?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I saw an interview the other day and it was a discussion. do you have a preference? Which preference do you have between baby and babe being called?
Ooh, baby.
Baby.
Mm.
On a normal day?
Eh?
listen. Just randomly, like we are talking, I'm in the other room.
Baby. Yeah. Babe.
But like baby is more intimate, I guess.
Like you don't want to be called like, you know, no sin baby, what's up, baby?
Ooh, stop it. Nah, you do that like when it's an intimate situation, you understand?
Mm-hmm. It's an intimate.
Like when the mood, you know?
No.
Not really in the mood, like probably your apologizing ama when you're siju intasemaje
okay,
but like randomly tu unataka nikulete kikombe from the kitchen babe, yeah. So you get me that
babe, okay, yeah, you see that makes sense, but then you see okay, let me get back to you,
okay.
Ocholo, oh, baby or babe
calling me or calling who
unakipenda kuitwa na baby or babe
Ochola.
Wait, rib. Walai.
You see as a Luo man.
Acha wewe. Now, for real though, like, what would you prefer to be called?
I really don't have a preference. If it's from her, like,
any can do.
It's just that voice, you know, catches. Yeah, whichever she wants to use, it's okay. No, but yeah. The voice,
okay.
No, uncle.
I mean, it's a sweetheart, bro.
What? Oh, baby boy.
I gave you two options. I gave you two options.
It's
baby or babe.
It's only common. I'm not a guy, bro.
What?
Hey.
Oh, she's a bitch though, too.
Yeah, so like it's only common, like babe and baby Zilisha.
A female dog.
So, like I don't like those words. Nah. I feel babe, bro, me tangadi. Like baby's too common. Like
but call
too many exactly, people. Exactly, baby's too common. That's why you see what you said. That's like it's basic conversation. But now I feel as if for me, I prefer baby. Me, I prefer baby. I don't know. I even small get a spoon. Bit giddy when she says baby. Mm. So that's why I prefer. But now, when you say baby, it's more like...
Get a bit Gideon.
I'm scared Gideon na baby.
Gideon?
Gideon?
Giddy!
Oh! Yeah.
Baby's like
multi-choice. LGBT qua.
It's more like conversation.
Yeah. Because like baby is almost for everyone. I didn't call
baby
my girls.
Okay, me see Nangi Kilam Sebi. But anyway, hello everyone. Welcome back to your favorite segment. It's been a while, but we got oh yeah. Oh my, I forgot. Take going to your presenter mode by the way.
Okay, back
to your presenter mode.
We hope you've enjoyed that banter right there. And our favorite segment. Word on the Street with Nobody by Roy. Get us there, nigga.
She's spoiling the last part.
Nigga was so boondocks like. It felt so boondocks like. Nigga, Uncle Raka. Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Uncle Rakas.
Uncle Rakas.
Yeah.
Story yangu ya leo, man. Nilikam kunotis na piyango story mobs a shule.
Shule.
Ingine pia ni shule related.
Oh, okay.
Story ilianza like this.
Mm-hmm.
Umse anajipata amepiga magoti na beshte yake, wanapigwa kofi na karao. Hey. Wanaambiwa, nyinyi ndo mnaibianga wasee vitu huku nje.
Goja, you know it sounds like you're rapping. Venye
umeanza. Let it flow, you are destroying the flow.
Uni,
this is the kunguru.
Okay, start again. Cool.
Mbona
inta? It sounded like you were rapping.
Mwingilia huyu vile mtu mwingilia.
Hey. Justice for us.
Justice for the boys.
Justice for the boys.
Wamepiga magoti na boys wake kwa street. Wanapigwa bare na karao naambiwa nyinyi. Nyinyi ndio mnaibianga watu huku nje na leo tunawashika. But how did our boy get here? Rewind. You have a simple boy character from Pengajina Mavu. So Mavu ako kampo. Mavu alikuwa high school, alikuwa chopi, akapita alipata B+ CSE. Mm-hmm. So he went to a dope private school. Tutasema ni gani, but he went to a dope private campus. But Mavu ni bookworm. Mavu ajui kwenda out, ajui madem, ajui nini, yeye ni bookworm like yetu soma.
My type for real.
First year yote amekuwa tu akisoma, amekuwa tu akipass like anapata ma A's, ma B's. Hakuna hata see, like this guy is just smart. But akona friends. Akona best yake anaitwa Deno. Sa ali meet Deno first year.
Mm-hmm.
But sa wali bond over sports. Wali bond over ball. So like weekends, the only time Mavo leaves ama inanga out ni kwenda kuwatch games kwa club ama site to place. Kumbukeni Deno. Deno ni important. So first year meisha yika daddy second year. Second year yika come through. Sasa wakiwa tu place umeenda kuona ball na kina Deno, kuna dem fulani ameingia club, I am Eva. Hey, Mavua kaanza kufeel vitu kwa mwili yake, like what are this I am feeling? Is this desire?
Nyegenyege.
Is this nyegenyege? Ko like, who is that? Hey, Deno amemspot ako like, hey bro, ni nini una tense? Ko like, wale ni nani? Ai, Deno being the street runner that he is. Wale ni kina Sheila bro. Unataka nikuitie? Ai. Sheila bana, kami, hey, Mavu ametensa kule, wee bana, nilikuwa nakuuliza tu wao ni nani bana, sita community ya madem.
Mm-hmm.
Kina Sheila wakakamu, wakaanza kuchachat, sasa Mavu anaangalia u Sheila. Sheila ameiva, Sheila is like 5'5", kifupi tu, like she's a compact babe. She has thighs, she has nyash, and she has a bit of titties, na niki brown skin kiasi, with some afro hair. Ameiva. Na bushi na uliambia nini bushi brown
describe kwa hiyo unamjua
hivi ndo niliambia bro
fit
sambushi so ameiva. Mm-hmm. Na to put icing on the cake akona ka cross hapa kitatu.
Mm-hmm.
Demon bang
giving demon.
Me I was like inviting to Christ. I just giving demon.
Sasa Deno hapo demon become hey Mavu anataka kuongelesha demon. So Deno ndo anatoka Mavu kwa udem. Wakakaa mikakuwa, wakachill tu, wanawatch ball, wakidrink, like kwa tu polite. Watu boy ako shy bana, like udem amekasa kando yake. Deno amecheza kivenyo, sasa huu ni Mavu, huu ni Sheila. Kini de, Mavu ametense bana, ajui kufanya hizi vitu bana, like aja socialize na madem sana. hiyo story ikaisha, weekend ikaisha, wakarudi chuo. Sasa a few weeks along the line, game ingine na kama. Simekumbia ubo yetu tu kwa out time ya ball. Deno wakasema, bro, situkam kwako leo tuone game, badala ya kuenda out. Mavokole, hey, haina shida. Ai, nanya mesimama pali. Kina Sheila sawa kwa hizo vitu zinatoka nini base hizi common place wasio wendanga
gazebo
kama place ya UN wasio wendanga kula food
Boreto.
Oh club
iza ah Mr. Jura Landambo iza zie I said it before you finish the sentence maliza
wako base ka club wanipiga story
Boreto.
Sasa
kwani ndo kulanga
Boreto. Kina Shilo akasikia. Kina Shilo wanadishi pia. Shilo anauliza Deno, "Atumesema mnadai kufanya nini weekend?" Sasa hawako class moja, but wako year moja. Eh, Mavo wako na hizo, usimwambie bro wetu ndio tunaitwa ball sisi bwana, usimwambie. Ah, tunadai kwenda kwa Mavo bro uko na ball. Ai. Mavo sasa sijike hivi anasema, "Deno, si nimekuambia usiambie udem pia tunafanya." Shilo koleka. Tunaweza come. So Shilo kuna madem kawa tano. Hey, Deno ni street athlete. Unaona? Shilo una kama nao madem wengine uko nao ni wewe solo. Unataka tukuje si wote. Akasema, "Eh, hey, Mavutu amekaa hivi bro kule. Unafanya nini? Si unyamaze bro, nyumba ni yangu ni nini?" Lakini akaangalia madem akaleka. Ameiva tho. Na Shilo na kama. Sawa.
That.
So it can happen. Satu ana kama kuna ball.
Ha.
Kiu boy. Satu wanakamu kwa na boy, wamekamu, wako kwa Mavo, vitu zimekamu. Mavo wamejituma. So in the first time, hako na mademu kwa kijaki. Ajayi kwa na mademu kwa kijaki. So they go all out. Hame buy fast food. Hame safisha. Pizza, KFC.
Blessing, blessing.
Hame safisha nyumba. Hame safisha meza. Like,
bachelor life. Gosh.
Mademu wamekamu.
Nya mjui ye ni kukuja tu.
Hey, nyi kazi nyi tu ni kukuja. Drinks, food. Everything is popping. Game ilo walikuwa ndaka kuwana ni ya ile team ndogo ile. Hiyo game ilikuwa li kick off.
Ile tuliwashinda.
Ile
tuliwashinda.
Hiyo game ilikuwa round 4. So wamekaa, unajua boys wakiona team yao wanakuwa very focused.
Bye.
So hata madem hakuna interactions, madem maboy tu wanaona game. After game yao imeisha sando wanaanza ku vibe. Eh, hiyo kitu ikakuwa fit like ikakuwa tu a good scene like vibes are vibing. Neighbor wa Mavua akakama. Uneighbor anaitwa Jonte. Sasa Jonte. Jonte ni potted. Potted.
Our gardener.
Wow. Pombe zimekam, Jonte yako like, ah bro, sunajua misi safishagi na hizi vitu. Si tuende tuchukue nini, tulete hapa itaweza. Mavua kakataa kule hazi, hakuna haja kuleta hizo vitu. Kendelea. Apo around 10, pombe cut, pombe me dry. So they have to leave the house to go for more drinks. Jonte akasema, bro, situende hizi vitu saju tunende ya pombe. Kasema zi, ai, Shilo tena. Shilo tu wameka pale.
Ati unataka kuende ya bae.
Anyeo, giving devil.
Aki simulete, hata mina kuanga msewa kisha. Ah, wamesikia hivyo kule. Ah, Jonte, tuende. Unataka tuende.
Yone.
Tuende. So wameenda api, wamepitia Wines and Spirit. Wakitoka Wines and Spirit, wakapita kwa kijao msewa ma. Shashko. We, sasa hapa ndo kuanza kuharibika. Sasa wakiwapo wakibae, wamepiga wameambia umse anakam. Sasa wamekam, wamenok, umse akakam, akona ni wao, akarudi kwa keja, saka kam kuwapea mali. Hapa ni kitu 11 something PM. Vilobu amekam, amewapea mali, kitu odd ka happen. Amewapea mali, ave tu amepea umse, ame exchange two hands hivi. Umse akabang, mlango akarudi kwa kijake mbio. Jonte na Mavua anaangalia na rada hata hujatutisha do bro.
Shit.
Kumbe Kenya wajui ni.
Shit.
Ubo ipali amesimama ni hapa. Kina Jonte wako hapa. But huyu yeye anaweza una barabara nyuma yake. Kina Jonte ni mgongo wao inaangalia barabara. So boy anaona probox ikikam kutoka kwa kona. Alafu kazima lights immediately imepiga tu hiyo kona. So hata kina Jonte ongeza kuna headlights. Lakini huwa ameona. Neju labda kwa ibiza kajua immediately nani yao. But hizi ambia awa se. Ya mepea na mali ya kafunga gate akapotea. Ah, kina Jonte kule. Ah, tutadila umse badaye. Ah, kina Jonte umetani hivi. Wadona kiprobox imepark, imezima lights. Sao umenza kupani kule. Eh, hey, buda hani masegi, hani nini. Wakanza kutembea sara karaka ndo warudi kwao. Ai. Little had they begun walking when the doors opened and 5 armed police officers jumped out of the probox.
Giving composition.
Watano wametoka. watatu wamevaa uniform, wawili wamevaa plain clothes. Mm. Au wawili wakabaki kwa gari, au watatu wakabaki kwa gari, wawili wakakaa. Wow, wow, wow. Jonte akaambia mavo cheki, sisi tunatembea, kuna tu tunadu tembea. Usijifa hujawa acknowledge wewe tembea. Wameanza kutembea. Oh, mnajifanya muoni? Eh? Nyama na macho nyinyi vipofu, usa ni polisi anaongea. Hey. Mavo amesikia hivyo, a student yaje iko in trouble akasema, "Ah, si hivyo afande bana. Hatuna mimi nimekuongelesha, nimekuambia uniongeleshe." Bari pa.
Kai.
Makara ukuwa rude.
Aki true.
Bari pa. Hey, Mavo amenyamaza. Jonte Sandu for the streets akona dread hapa for jacket. Yana katu road man. Mbe afande ye nini unapiga boys wangu. Baadi uni akona size 1 cut. Una dhanyane zaibi hata paka kweli. We tulia. He. Papa. We pia ena amekuni. Mnafanya nini nje usiku? Ah, si tulikuwa tumeka mkona beshte tu tunarudi home. Note, Jonte ameshikilia maziwa na queen cake kwa mkono zake.
Mm-hmm.
Si tumekaa mkomba food bana, uni mimi niko njaa, nimeshikilia maziwa na queen cake karao, mimi niko njaa bana. Kwa sababu uko njaa, haungeenda kwa duka, kwani beshte yako pekee? Ah, duka zimefungwa, sawa na have interaction. Muda mavoko akili yake sasa anafikiria, ah, sio akitupiga search na mimi niko na akona nini tano. Tano. Zote ni 30. Fanya akona tano kwa mfuko.
Ni 30.
Eh, zinakuanga 30.
Wapi?
Kwa police station.
Oh.
Fine bro.
Huu ashafika tu. Asiye
sile.
Unavuta nini?
Hey, ndio nilikuwa nashanga 30.
Sasa.
Kunguru bwana.
Wamepigwa sasa. Fine
na kuanga 30.
Eh, fine na kuanga
30.
Pa moja. Eh bwana. Sasa si ume nani amestick na story ya ni food wamekam kutafuta. Wakasema saba, karaka akasema sawa ni food. Chani kupata. So akaanza kupata Jonte. Kumpata hivi, Jonte huku kwa pafa zindo wameka ile mzingo alikuwa amenda kubai kwa Enzo Spirit. Karawa kaitoa. Eh, hii chakula yenu kwani? Naenda kusanitize. Mbona uko na pombe kwa jacket? Akamwambia, hii hata sijatoa. Mimi niko na receipt. Ai ngoja. Niko Enzo Spirit. Hatunanga receipt afande, lakini niko na M-Pesa.
Mm.
So akaonyesha karao M-Pesa. Akapigwa bare just for the sake.
Just because you can.
Akakujaza kwa mavo kupiga mavo search.
No mikono spread. Amepatiwa. Amefanywa sasa ile pat down ya hapa. Isa ya hapa. Hiyo ikaisha. But during hii pat down, mavo anafikiria kuhusu hizi sticks. Alikuwa ameziweka back pocket. But alikuwa ameshtuka, amesahau story hizi sticks. Yame akili yake haiko. Sasa akifanywa pat down, sasa mkono zake zikirudi nyuma. Anafilio savieta kili na reload. Ay, damn, niko na sticks kwa mfuko.
Mm.
Mavo, being any god. Juhi if I could make sense, but ina make sense. Akipatiwa down, Mavo alingisha vidole mbili kwa mfuko. Akaslipio, sazi merulio na savieta. Akaslipio kitu hapa juu kwa waistline yake ya boxer.
Mm.
Una get?
Yeah,
toka
yeah,
kwa
yeah.
Back pocket.
No, yeah.
Akeka kwa hiyo elastiki ya boxer.
Mm.
Alafu akainua toja juu. Afanda kamuza, ni unashika shika. Ah, nikamwambia, hey, sinasikia kujikuna, nini rada. Akapigwa sasa ya nyuma. Pat down ya nyuma, alafu akaguzwa tena waist. Lakini juu ya waist na elastic, na haka kakitu, ato ukifeel, karawa nafikiria ni haka kastrap, haka kastrap. Oh, wenye kweli mlikuwa mekujia chakula, hivyo ndo karawa kasema. Kabikisha tu magoti hapo, lakini juu mkaka huku nje usiku, lazima tuwasumbue. Sando ikakamba kwa hii. Nyi ndo mnaibianga watu nini. Wamepiga magoti.
Wanadaido.
Hey, wanadaido tu, just for the sake. Ai, Jonte ni mauru, akasumbwana na huu karao. Ah, karao kona hapo, hakuna kitu tunapata. Umdo ameshikilia queen cake, hezi tusaidia. Kachana, sewa. Karao akaenda kina mavua karudi home. Aki mavua alifika hivi home, bala alipiga magoti, akaambia God. Aki nijikute, nijipate Mungu Baba tena nimeenda kununua hizi madawa. Juu ya manzi.
Don't do drugs.
Juka shila angesema pia yu chief.
Yeah.
Angeendea. Si alikuwa mekata mara mbili before.
Mm.
But juu alisikia shila akisema. Asimulete kangwa ya kaminiki.
This whole story has made me feel like.
What on the street for you?
Kujaribu na pedi.
Eh? What are you trying? What?
Like it looks like a fast life. Una cheki like.
I know.
Always be on the edge.
I used to be.
Unaona kama mavo. Copy paste.
Unaona bro? Unaona bro? Ino shida ya madem.
Hawana present for us.
What do you have to say for yourself, ma'am?
Are you calling my dad a woman?
Ah, si bebe. Eh? Are you calling my dad a woman?
You see the neurons. Shaman, wewe.
Wewe, Shaka.
But me, like, okay. So Sheila may do. But Sheila wasn't. No,
but that does that have inakupatia
pedi?
Inakupatia the rush. Would it give like, the rush?
I think so.
Shaka needs a lot.
Imagine thinking any moment. Kind.
And you say you get me. I say these things, but then you need examples.
Imagine any moment.
I can't.
What did they say though?
I can't.
Pause.
There's a attack.
Pause.
Rushigo na makara. Plus, limitless supply.
Guys, just pause. Pause for a second. Rushigo na karao. Follow us on Walking the Street Spotify page. And yeah, that's it. I was gonna say.
Subscribe, boo.
Make sure you subscribe.
Goja.
Run those numbers up. Goja. Road to 5K. Koshaka must run 5K. Hey, don't forget Stanchas about that. Stanchat in a come. Fourth quarter of the year. Shaka kwapo akimbia. Alafu, mkirani hizo numbers up tufike 2K. Kuna vida niko nayo nataka kuwapea. Ya Shaka akirun the streets.
Oh my God, guys. Musifol.
What do you mean musifol?
Mshayo na Shaka akikimbia zi. Mtona Shaka akikimbia.
No, cut the camera.
I really want to see that video.
Sasa Shaka. Achani ulizo na nisa fumesema ya pedi. Why do you think you would want to be with such a dude?
Like, it seems like, you know, the adrenaline.
I don't. Go.
Hey, mana.
Oski, uwe anapenda wakina mavu. Uwe anapenda wakina mavu. Manad.
Manad. You know, student.
About it, I think about, you never think about, like, if you're, like, 40 or 50, like, or maybe you're on your deathbed. Mm-hmm. Are there things that you would regret not trying?
And because I've never chikwan. Guy, I hide this video from my dad. Eh, like, I was not even the one with the I was not the one.
The sticks.
Yeah,
but
like,
you were next to the person.
Exactly. Na ilikuwa hapo nje ya K1. Nilikuwa.
Ulishikwa by
association.
Bro. And then the worst part is me nikichwa ngumu.
Bro.
Guy, huyu mzee anasako tu hapa anasema mnatoa do. Mimi niko tu hapo. Wewe unadai kuniweka huko ndani sawa, chonjo. And then you want me to go in that position?
Ulilala ndani?
Zi. Beshte yangu.
Umelala ndani?
Pause.
No. That was the first time.
Pause.
Shaka.
Eh, bana.
But atukuwekwa, like, it was, I think this man was.
When you usha ilala ndani?
No.
And you want a man to make you.
No. Natoka tu for a while. For like 2 weeks or a week. Niske tu.
You know, Shaka, this is the kind of content that NIS.
Can I read the eulogy?
NIS, I want to follow your next date for relationships.
Yeah. But I
don't until the back of Shiki
Katel. I'm still celibate.
What's wrong, bro? You have a father. You have brothers.
Curiosity.
Kill the cat.
But satisfaction brought it back to life.
That's why I'm asking. Can I read your eulogy if I'm can I read a eulogy?
Any proverb you have?
I turn a eulogy.
Yeah, like if I'm alive, can I read this?
You guys don't want to try any crazy things.
You see, that's why I need to read yours. It has the. It will have the crazy things.
Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want. I'm sorry. I don't want.
So kishiko
what can you want to be a story?
Oh.
No, it's not a long story, but like recently on TikTok, I was going, I don't know, I get sometimes white people content. The algorithm yango, okay? So there's this show, morning show, that they do like connecting you to someone who maybe ghosted you, and then they find out why they ghosted you. Like someone just ghosts you, and then they give that person a call, and they're like trying to find out why they were ghosted. This man was like, no, this girl called, and then she was like, we went on a date. The date was fun. We even went out after the date, like, cause you know, unaona kama mnapanga date dinner alafu muone AI shapa, cause the vibe is vibing. Then they continue, and then she was like, then after that he just ghosted me. We went to talk in like almost every minute to nothing at all.
Yeah.
So they called the guy. The guy is like, the dinner was fine. Then she suggested we go out. But before we go out, like we go to Target or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she was a drug dealer. She was handing she was doing a deal in the middle of the date. And then he was like, I don't want to get caught, so he ghosted.
I feel
she
like
has to chase the money, though, you know?
But she was like, but someone who isn't that interesting? Isn't that fun?
It's an interesting.
You need independent women, but
yeah, that's very interesting. Nah, I'll be there.
No one does it.
In fact,
it is.
I plead the fifth. Thank you. I plead the fifth.
Crazy, because
that was a mad question. That's a mad question.
In the middle of the date, at the teacher and then he pay him money. Alafu, wongo.
No, it's the exchange. You're like, okay, I'll wait.
And yachi handbag.
She's
automatically the man in the relationship. There is no way you have the pants after that.
It was just the fact that she omitted that whole part, like when they were asking her why he's
going. Yeah, she has got though.
Like it's not such a big deal. What do you mean you chickened out?
Yeah.
Like,
pia wewe singetumia name kwanza mwende trip Bahamas alafu sawa umwache bwana.
Hey jamani. Hey, and
it's a net deal, so you ni pesa. Exactly.
Awe brava. Ukienda holiday trip moja kwanza bwana, see the world kidogo alafu.
So, back to my question, like you guys wouldn't do if you were there.
Yeah, already said.
Unaona?
I bleed the fifth.
Unaona?
That's a tricky question.
Umama, kuna umama. Umama anaitwa nani? Issue ya madrugs.
Griselda.
Kuna Griselda.
Yeah.
Na kuna hii ingine ya kitambo.
Queen of the North.
Queen of the South.
South.
The
South.
Kaskazini na kusini.
Asa unaona. Unaona awa wili. Maybe. Maybe.
For the money.
For the chopper rides. And the Fenties.
Hey, but those women were bad.
Hey, man.
But they were also bad.
Bad. I get it.
Can you get a relationship about a final leasehold?
When you're in Tanya, by the way, I'm only here for 6 months. Akishikwa during those 6 months, Isa. Asiposhikwa asema cheki, mimi naenda sijui kiruku kuhusu, anakupay off, wewe unanyamaza kuhusu story.
Anakupay off, kwani?
Like yes, ndio usiongee.
Hey, bro.
Shut up.
Yes.
You can, me, I'm smart enough to make you sign an NDA.
But the NDA ina work to come to matter
when the FBI is
real
guy. Yeah, I'm like, in the end, they're peddling drugs.
Guys, I'm not dumb, I promise.
No, but like, will it matter when the FBI is involved?
I know, right? Considering it is...
I'm not dropping your knowledge.
I'm sorry.
What you know? Let them leave them.
I was
gonna correct you legally, but I'd be like,
but
no, you need, it's fine.
But you need, it's fine. You need genuine question. NDA in a come into play in a federal or like in something big, Kayo.
It does.
Even in criminal.
It actually does.
So kwa kitu kubwa kama tumeka Griselda. Griselda ni show ya Netflix.
Yeah.
Odem na chali yake. Semesa Griselda shikwe na bado wako married to someone. Mm. Ucha liyezi ongea anything.
In fact, watch out before NDA. That's spousal privilege.
Mm.
That's why...
Does it apply in Muslims wali wako na bibi waine?
But then again, they don't really have to say it in the NDA. You'll not go around saying I have drugs. You can just say, you'll never speak about my businesses. Yada, yeah, yada.
You can specify what's in the NDA.
Actually, I'm smart.
Allegations.
Yeah, wait.
False.
Allegations.
Don't do that to me. Is it because they have like the Fifth Amendment?
What? Fifth Amendment means you can't criminalize yourself. Self-incriminate.
Yeah.
Self-incrimination.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what it is. But it doesn't mean that...
You're not playing at home.
It doesn't apply in Kenya. It's actually a article.
Eh.
So no, na sasa ule pidi ulikuwa unataka kudate. You have to marry.
It's the right time.
You have to marry him though. Do I work kama when he kafu ka?
What's wrong with you, madam?
Sini ndiye. Unaweza tumia ndiye.
Do a lot of cheating as well.
Me, I just want a 1 week trial.
Wanda kupiga rotation for 1 week.
Trial for 1 week. Na hiyo story.
Oh, Kenya.
Nataka kuwa side chick kwa pedia mama
inchi.
This is the main. I say it's kwa side for shit.
Let me ask you though. Like, let me ask you guys. Like, just for at demystify for us. What's this thing about girls loving bad boys?
I'm a bad boy.
Mbona mtaki mavu?
Okay.
Because
I think
mbona mtaki a student.
Eh.
I feel like I'm speaking about my higher self. In reality,
That's
so true.
She's aspiring to like Nancy.
When I grow up, I aspire to be like this.
But you see, ground
every woman like we are, that's the aspiration to be with the A student.
Okay.
But like say,
to be with a good boy.
It's a journey.
You think it's because there's a myth that the good boys don't know how to lay pipe?
Me.
Usiniangalie nisijui kuhusu good boys
lay pipe. Shaka nasikia joto.
You see, there's a myth, right? That apparently the reason why women prefer the bad boys is because, you know, of the whole intimate aspect.
I don't think so.
Of the ups and downs and left. You objectify the man, so you go for the bad boy because you think he'll pleasure you more than the good boy.
I don't think that's
true.
One
or two objectifying
me, I feel like women go for the bad boys because of the rep.
What rep?
Like,
rep
is that nigga.
The rep is usually like...
societal rep. Not like... rep
like gangster points.
Yeah. Like women just like bad boys because not really that, and the fact that he does really scary shit.
Oh, like so illegal stuff. That's, yeah, like bad boys means like
Habibi
is a man.
Everything legal.
We are all collectively.
So that's it associated with it being a man.
The bad boy is seen more of a masculine man.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I have to bring this back. Now I'm gonna bust your bubble.
Get your comments ready.
Scientifically, it's proven that at least what they say is that the first relationship that a woman ever has is with their father.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go for the bad boy if your father had that masculine energy?
What if I have no father?
What if your dad is a bad boy?
that's a good question, though.
How can your dad be a bad boy?
Like he has those characteristics.
Of a bad boy.
Yeah.
Which means that you're naturally attracted
to bad boys,
because of your first relationship being with your dad.
That sounds Alabama-ish.
No. Like literally speaking, the things that you get from your parents.
You go for what is more...
What
what is close to home.
You see, like
if you treat me like shit and my dad was treating me like...
You'll go for
my mom like shit. It's home.
Yeah, it resonates.
It's what you're used to.
Yeah, it resonates.
So you'd rather go for this than that because sasa ile.
You just said sasa ile. Madem will bring you up to a household mzae and apiganga bibi ever so often.
True.
Akingia kwa relationship na chapwi.
Anasikia
kama apendwi.
The women who genuinely believe that mwanaume kuchapa ni mapenzi or something like that.
That's dumb.
A man has to downgrade
to them,
you to show that he loves
up in that environment
you.
Kwa subconscious
they're
not even present while thinking that. Like, it's not... Anyways. Yeah.
Wow. But we've affirmed that it's actually
kwa mzae.
Yeah.
You agree with that.
Na sasa.
Not really. Pia your mom.
It's a
no, your mom is, you see, even for us as guys, personally,
your mom,
let me be honest.
Your mom, what she tolerates.
Oh, like for as a woman.
Yeah, as a woman, as me, what I see my mom tolerates.
Oh, tells you what you should tolerate.
I should accept.
Babe.
Yeah.
Ah,
in a way, they build your standards as a woman. Mm. Like if your mom was being treated like, say, romantically,
would expect the same.
You'll expect it, yeah.
Kama huna baba, I can speak.
Uh-huh.
See, I have a dad, yo.
Lisa,
I might not have one. Uh-huh. But listen, don't perceive me.
Achana.
If a woman does not have a dad,
yeah,
she tends to be more independent. So when a man comes to do stuff for them, it looks like they're saying she's weak. So she... what do you mean?
I agree with that. But also, I'll give you two different women. Mm-hmm. There's this woman who didn't have a father growing up. And when she enters a relationship, she becomes the parent to this man that she's now married to because she's feeding the inner child that didn't have a father when she was younger.
Mm.
And there's this same woman who, when she enters a relationship, wants to be parented by the husband she now has to feed the inner child that she lacked. because she didn't have a father when she was
real. He summarized everything.
Me, I've still not got an answer to all. For example, because you see, you said the independent thing. No, me, I agree. You see what you said? I agree. Mm. I still don't have an. You see what you said is a woman who is ready to do all this, who grows up without their father, is willing to be independent and whatnot. But now, at what cost? What because what again. Cost? Uh-huh. This is not me, and I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But kuna madem, for example, in the form of independence, wako only fans.
Oh, I feel like it also depends with whatever your mom did.
So my mom was...
you guys are opening a Pandora box.
It is like that.
So
like if your mom was...
Promiscuous women come from promiscuous mothers.
And most of the time.
That makes sense.
And promiscuous women also come from sexual assault. Sexual assault. And it also comes from...
I'm lying. I don't understand. But it's fine.
What do you mean?
It also comes from when your dad wasn't probably like a very good male representation. Like if you saw... Damn. If you saw your dad as quote-unquote maybe not too masculine or very... tend to be promiscuous.
If you didn't see your dad as a man,
how a man should treat
and
a
then
woman.
You just go around sleeping.
Yeah, you just treat them like objects.
You objectify the man. Because only man akiwa na maana, unataka tu mwili yake una move on. You is a valueless man.
That's crazy.
Lots of bodies.
Madam upitia, bro.
Comment time.
Lakini nadai tu kusema au mademu huku nje kwa streets wenye hawana baba ni crazy AF.
Ati?
Comments of the week, guys.
Comment time. I'll start off. There's this guy we call Las Kungurus.
Umengoja sana kusema hivyo.
I didn't even open my phone.
Imagine, no si mocha ni kuambia context.
Who was it?
Si tunachapiwa story hapa na Shaka. We are trying to connect the dots.
Hey, bana.
We actually trying to connect the dots. Jushaka ame drop two knowledge.
Bombs.
And then gafla bimbo tunambua. Au kunguru.
Ama kunguru wezi nyamaza tusikia story. Imagine. Hata una
dem. Sino tunapata kusikia story.
Sino tunapata kusikia story. Oni msiana dem.
Heal.
Pata mechi bro utakuwa saa usijali.
Heal.
Mimi kuna ingine hapa. Msani tuwa. YNW.mark_YNW.mark TikTok be like your network is unstable. Bro, my whole life is unstable. That's why I'm always here. Now load that video and make me laugh. I hope we make you laugh today.
Nah, real. Because like, it's either I watch a TikTok or I jump off. Like.
My comment is from Eddie in the video in which you are.
Hey.
His name is Eddie. And it's from the video in which you are asking each other whether you trust your girl to be with the boys. And someone said, and Eddie said, come in the streets and ask the same question. Now, the reason why that's my comment of the week is that you might actually start doing that. So get ready. We might actually get back and hear from you guys actually on the street. So yeah.
Get ready. I wanted to jump.
No, but I'd love for you guys to answer that question.
What?
Would you be okay with your shorty hanging out with the boys?
Yes.
We answered it.
In one of our episodes, it was like, see what to leave it to sa.
In that entire comment section,
hey, there was so many.
Hey, what work on a trauma? Friends, man.
Heal.
Wow. Yeah.
People have bad friends.
You need me, I'm not comfortable with my girl friends hanging out with
the boys. Yeah, you see, women are the enemies of women.
Fucked.
Nah, but at the same time, Nini, like,
do you trust her?
Your girlfriend?
No, it's not the man that I.
Do you trust your girlfriend?
No.
You see?
Why is she your friend?
No, look, it's not even that. It's low-key trauma. It's not
Yeah.
Like, nimepitia enough to understand that, hey, we kalicha manaume wako mbali.
No, may believe, like, if it's like that, then I would not call you my friend.
Yeah, why is she your friend?
I'm not even her friend.
It's not her. It's the experiences I've had before.
Oh, I get it. It's not hurt people assume. People will hurt them back.
Okay.
So, like, juu ya hati yako, unadhani hawa si watakuroa.
They're the same.
Umsaneza kuwa saint. But juu ya trauma, unheal trauma zako.
I'm working on it, though.
Can they prove you wrong?
I don't wanna risk it.
Why? Even the ones you have right now. Like, let's say you and Shaka become friends.
Shaka
I don't know about Shaka.
Okay, tell you.
Shaka dokulia manu.
Shaka
soma comment.
Shaka. That's the most assertive I've seen, Shaka.
Exactly. Standing on business.
Mine comes from our Spotify fans. The stepdad at 21. Like, we can't know now when you're in a relate to that story. I'm like, anyway. This one also relates. He was like, Kareem said, being in his position once, didn't end well, but he just needs to accept it, move on, and focus on what makes you happy. Which is the fact that you've been in that position. Kareem. No, we had an episode for where there was
a long story. I'm trying to pick a short form.
No, there was a man who was a stepdad at 21 to a babe's child, and the babe was 28.
Where are my mommy issues?
Whom?
Mimi. No, see where we.
Oh, hey. Oh!
Hey!
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 See you on the next episode. What? Make sure you run up the YouTube numbers. Subscribe. If you want to see that video of Shaka running, please make sure you subscribe. See you on the next.
No, wait.
Thank
you. Where can they find you, Nosim?
Oh, catch me on Nosim Natasha on TikTok and
Indrivo.
Catch me on Instagram on Nosim Natasha, on my YouTube Nosim TV.
Thank you so much for coming.
And maybe soon on some radio station near you. Who knows?
Ooh, period. Yeah. Yay.
All the nerds, you should be in her comments now.
Yeah, ma, a student vote.
Really
Nosim needs you.
In the future, guys.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, vote.
Kwanza miona IQ yake kidogo, shaky. Anahitaji.
Nataka jonte sahi.
See you next time.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week.
Subscribe. Subscribe.